NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
On News Talk.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Now, you might remember this time yesterday, we spoke to Ruth from Galway. And Ruth had gotten in touch with us here in the show because on the 26th of August, the 26th of this month, in, what is that, 21 days time, 3 weeks exactly, Ruth is going to be made homeless. She is a professional. She is a mother. She's a grandmother. She's got two kids that are living at home, one in college, one going into the Leaving Cert cycle. And she says on the 26th, they're going to have to pack up their house, go down to the local authority office and ask for a bed for the night. And they have no idea where they are going. They're putting their stuff in storage and they don't know when they will be taking it out again. There was a huge reaction, huge amount of sympathy from the News Talk listeners. We had offers of accommodation even, people getting in touch with us here in 53106 for Ruth. You can listen back to the interview, I should say. It's up on the News Talk app. But Ronan got in touch with us as well. He was listening to what Ruth had to say and he wanted to share some of his own story. Ronan, thank you so much for taking the time and for taking the call today. Can you tell us what is happening with you and your family?
Yeah, so, hi Karen.
How are you?
So in November the 13th, we have to leave our house that we've been renting for the last 12 years. So that's pretty much it really. And just after hearing Ruth's story yesterday, she's so right. Like there's we live out near Apton Ryan, a town called Crawhall, and there's nothing to rent in Galway at all. And anything, the few houses that we have seen are like ridiculous amounts of money, like $2,500, $3,000 for a month. So it's just hard. You know? We have more time than Ruth, but it's very daunting.
When you say we, Ronan, who's the we? Who? Tell us about the family.
Oh, so there's my wife and we have five kids. One has just finished college. One has just started college last year. And one will be doing sixth class in primary school from September.
Okay, so you've got the range of college right down to primary school.
Yeah,
good
yeah,
mix on your hands. You're busy.
Your wife are
busy. We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
So you're renting there, Crockwell, for what did you say? 12 years.
And
on the 13th of November, it all comes to an end. Do you mind me asking why? Is it that the house is being sold? Is the landlord moving back into it? What's happening?
The landlord tried to increase their rents back in April, and we just said to her, you can't increase it that much because of a rent pressure zone. And then all of a sudden she decided that she's coming back to live she lives in America, so she's coming back to live and she wants her house. So that's fair enough. She gave us the 6 months notice, and that was that really. There was no in-depth conversations about it. Mm. I asked, would she accept an offer for the house? But she was like adamant that no. So whether she's coming back to live in it or not, it's her house, obviously. So.
Yeah. And when that happened and you realised you had 6 months, I mean, obviously you're not living under a rock. You know there's a housing crisis and there's a shortage of accommodation. But, I mean, did you think, right, listen, we have 6 months, we'll find somewhere? Or I mean, how early on did you realise this is going to be a problem?
Oh, pretty much straight away.
Okay.
Because we knew like rental accommodation is few and far between. We maybe naively thought in Apton Rye that's where we're planning to try and get somewhere. There might be, you know, plenty of houses because it's not Galway City. But there's very little. very little, none, in fact, on daft.ie today. So, and then trying to get a mortgage together in that space of time is, you know, it's very, very hard to try and save up the deposit for. Like, we would need at least a four-bedroom house, which is about 400,000 in Athenry. So that deposit is about 40 grand. So it just, money doesn't just grow on trees, you know. So trying to get that 40 grand together is tough.
Yeah. Listen, I've no doubt it's very tough. What about the possibility? You said, you know, you asked the landlord about the possibility of buying that house. What about buying any other house?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a couple of properties available, and that we've been looking at, and we're saving. My wife doesn't work because of her condition, but we're saving as best we can to try and get a mortgage together. But since Ruth's email, piece yesterday on News Talk, we've emailed the landlord to see could she give us more time, you know.
Ronnie, you said your wife's condition there. What are you talking about?
So my wife has cancer. Yeah. So she was diagnosed in 2015.
So she's been living with it for 7 years. Do you mind me asking, how is that battle going?
Well, she was diagnosed, unfortunately, she was diagnosed with incurable cancer. So it's ongoing, you know. So she has to get a maintenance drug every kind of 3 weeks. So it's tough. And at the moment, our oncologist is talking about putting her back on chemo. So if in November we have to move, she'd be more than likely going through chemo as well.
Oh, God, I can't imagine. Well, it's like, enough, I'd say lots of people listening can't imagine how difficult it all must be. And Ruth touched on this as well yesterday. I mean, there has to be a psychological toll or a mental toll, an emotional toll on the family.
Oh yeah. I mean, like, we were sitting in Galway traffic yesterday, listening to it, and I had two of my girls in the car with me, and they jokingly said, you know, that's going to be us. And we were like, yeah. That could be us. But, you know, stress, it is the most stressful thing that I'm worried about at the moment, you know. We've been through COVID. I run my own business in Galway. I'm slowly recovering from that. Excuse me. But this is very, very stressful. And hopefully we can get things organised before November.
And when you say the girls kind of joked about it in the car, like Ruth, I suppose, are you kind of shielding them from it to a degree, or did they realise how difficult the situation is?
Like, some of them do. Our oldest girl is 22. I'm sure she realises, but for the two other girls and the two boys, yeah, you kind of have to put on a brave face and just tell them everything's going to be okay. Otherwise, it's, you know, 3 more months of utter misery and leading into Christmas, then it wouldn't be great.
It wouldn't be great at any time of year, but yeah, as you mentioned, I think Christmas kind of looms large in the horizon just for people, and the importance of home, in Christmas and the whole Christmas experience. You know, home is so important for us.
Well, that house was our home, you know, for 12 years. And there was never any kind of, this was very, very, very sudden, you know. And we made our life stories in that home. Our little daughter was born just as we moved in. You know, Mags was diagnosed with cancer as we were living there. So that house has all our stories. And moving away from it is very sad, really.
Mm.
You know.
And have you given any thought to what happens on November 13th? I mean, is it a case, like, Ruth, of just packing things up, putting them in storage and you know, God forbid, going down to the local authority office?
Well, I suppose we have loads of friends who have offered help. And but yeah, essentially, we have like a house of five kids, amounts of storage. So that's a lot of stuff. And yeah, I guess we'd have to, you know, ring our parents, and we'd like to stay in Galway, obviously. But if the worst comes to the worst, we'd have to, you know, perhaps move home or do something.
Yeah, which, as on the one hand, you probably catch yourself lucky that option is there, the fallback. Yet, I mean, that's not kind of the life plan for anyone. You know, that you're running your own business, you've got five kids, you're moving on and things, and suddenly you're kind of relying on mum and dad to try and squeeze you into a corner of the house somewhere, and moving schools and everything that would come with that.
Yeah, it would be an utter nightmare. Yeah.
Listen, before I let you go, Ronan, how is Mags today?
Oh, she's grand. She is in Sligo with her mum, enjoying the sunshine, I hope.
Good.
And relaxing. So, yeah, all is good.
All is good on that front. Anyway, listen, Ronan, thanks for getting in touch and for sharing your story. And it is important, because I think it makes kind of tangible what can seem abstract when we talk about housing for all plans and, you know, short-term lets and targets and crises, to put a human face on it. So listen, thank you for getting in touch, and thank you for speaking to us. Ronan there, who texted in initially his story on 53106. If you're in a similar situation, do get in touch. If you're living in that part of the world and you have a sniff of a house coming up for grabs, get in touch as well. We'll pass on your details to Ronan. Again, that number is 53106.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.